This episode of The Ramen Noodle is brought to you in part by GoToMeeting with HD Faces and by Frozen Puppies, perfect for Christmas gifts. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 108. Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
And I'm Jenny.
And did you know our theme song was actually inspired by Lost?
Was it?
Yes.
I did not know this.
I didn't know that song existed before I watched Lost.
Aside from... Oh, right. I did know that part.
And this episode is episode 108, which is a Lost reference for all of those people out there
who are
wondering.
That number is cursed.
This episode's definitely going to crash and burn. Just saying. Yeah.
But we'll have a good time about it, brother.
Wow.
And wife. He never really said that. He just said Penny.
Penny. Penny. Yeah, he said Penny a lot. Penny.
Please check us out on the website over at cleancomedypodcast.com. And if you're not already subscribed, do that and you'll be happy. Your marriage will be better. Your puppies will be better. And your children will be better.
I'm not a dog person, but that sounds cruel, even to me.
You have a beloved little dog.
I do. I'm not a dog person. I'm not.
Hey, don't make fun of our sponsor.
Oh. Did you know that wife Jenny and wife Penny sound very similar?
Yeah, I was just going to point that out. Penny, Jenny. Wow. Do you know if I married a man with the last name Penny, I would be J.C. Penny?
And also Jenny Penny.
Jenny Penny.
Which would be ridiculous. Yeah,
but I did it. My last name is Lewis.
Sorry about that.
Or Luis.
Luis.
Sometimes I regret having that name too because it's so hard to get my name anywhere. And then there's that joke of... Oh, you mean like Daniel Day Lewis? It's like, never heard that one before. So I've come up with a comeback joke to that. And I just repeat that joke. And I hope that the person who hears it hasn't heard it before.
You say, no, actually, I'm Daniel Knight Lewis.
What?
No, I'll say it now so that way no one comes up to me and says it. I say back to them, yeah, one look at my paycheck and I realize that no, I'm not Daniel Day Lewis.
Aww.
Yeah.
And now you don't even get a paycheck.
I know. It's
not
even
one
worse.
Specific one.
I have
you
paychecks.
Give yourself paychecks.
That's true.
Yeah, you pay yourself.
From PayPal. Pay yourself with PayPal. But you know who is a sponsor?
Who is?
GoToMeeting.
You go to meeting.
They are an awesome sponsor because instead of having to go to meetings, which who wants to go to meetings? Instead, use GoToMeeting, which now has HD faces. That means high definition for those people out there that don't know what HD means.
Or
sometimes
faces.
I feel like going to meetings.
And do you like going to meetings?
Sometimes, but sometimes I would... Definitely go for the GoToMeeting thing.
Because it's so simple and you can host online meetings in just seconds or you can schedule them ahead of time. And it's a breeze, especially now that they have the HD faces thing. You can see each other, read each other's body language, know when to not talk over each other. You could even draw something on a piece of paper and hold it up and say, I want the website to look like this. Or you can show people, this is what your website's going to look like. Whether you have clients or colleagues or whatever, GoToMeeting works really well for that. And I use GoToMeeting. It is fantastic. The facial feature is great in a book club I'm a part of because it helps us not talk over each other. And also it helps us get to know each other better because we can put a face and facial expressions with the person's name. And then we can also see when someone isn't responding. And then we can say, hey, by the way, we haven't heard from you. It works really well. I highly recommend it. It's super easy and a great value. Start hosting your own face-to-face online meetings today with GoToMeeting. Our listeners can try it free for 30 days. Don't wait. For this special offer, visit go to meeting.com, click the try it free button, and use the promo code podcast. Be sure to use the promo code podcast. Thank you, GoToMeeting, for your support.
Yay, we're done. I mean, what? Thank you, GoToMeeting.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I like him. I use him.
Woohoo! Jenny, throw something. Because you've said today that you feel like throwing things.
All I had to... Ooh, a spoon.
No, not that. Why do I get the impression that, ooh, a spoon is going to be the episode title?
Squirrel.
But we do have some fun stuff to share with you. Beep, 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 section.
Right. Oh. That's otherwise, exactly what it's called.
Nice. Otherwise known as funny stuff that's happened within the last week or so. Jeremy, how about you start us off?
Well, okay. The other day, I was exhausted, as is common to me these days. Only, lately, I've been not feeling real well, probably fighting a little bit of a sinus infection or something. Regardless, I laid down to go take a little nap at a random time. And I was kind of, actually, at first, I was just going to be sort of resting, and I was doing something on my phone, but then I just got too tired, and I put my head down and dozed off. Well, I woke up, and suddenly noticed that there was something huge and black on my pillow. And it, as I got up, it moved toward me rapidly, scared me to death. Then I realized it was my phone, which I had left on my pillow when I fell asleep.
That would have scared me too.
And of course, as I sat up, it slid down the pillow straight at me, and it was too close to even focus on.
Did you scream?
I'd probably yelled.
Good morning, Jeremy.
My name is Siri.
I was watching you while you slept.
Whoa, the whole Siri thing just made this really awkward.
Did you have a nice nap? However she says it.
Oh boy. So that happened.
Did you know you store?
I've recorded it and posted it on your Facebook for everyone to hear.
Wow. You guys are making me doubt Siri's loyalties.
There's actually a hilarious video out there that I'm debating linking to or acknowledging its existence. It's funny, but I wouldn't exactly call it family friendly quite, but it's about evil Siri, basically, where Siri starts killing people.
Nice.
Wait, it's a movie?
No, it's just a video that wow, some people
I think
put
they
together.
Made a movie about that.
A whole movie?
Yeah. It's called 2001, A Space Odyssey.
A Siri Odyssey.
See, Dave and Siri had this big fight, and Siri was like, well, you go to space. And so Dave did, or not Dave, Hal, that was his name. That was Siri's husband's name. Hal went to space, and you know the rest of the story. He was so upset because of his separation from Siri that's why he took it out on Dave and the other people.
Hmm. We're getting to a point where some of our audience may actually have no idea who Hal is.
Okay. 2001 Space Odyssey is where there are a bunch of monkeys dancing around a giant chocolate bar as the music is going dun 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 dun. That one.
I'm lost.
Just Google it. That's good. I think you should trust Google more than Daniel.
Episode 1. FYI.
So then another thing happened, and I can share it now or I can share it later. We can intersperse our stories. It's all up to you.
Go ahead.
Okay. The other night after our initial reactions podcast of Once, the Once Upon a Time podcast, Jenny had lit candles in your house. And as I was leaving, I suddenly remembered how much I love candles. And I got in my car and I said to myself, I want candles. And I had this weird, very strong urge to go to the store and buy candles. Then I remembered it's not in the April budget because it was still April at that time. So I went home. I walked into my bedroom, I flipped on the light, and the only light bulb that was in there burnt out. And I suddenly realized, if I had candles right now, I'd just light the candles and go to bed. Well, you know, I'd blow them out first, but I'd light them for that, you know, in-between time.
For that romantic time as you have dinner there with Siri.
Awkward.
A candlelight dinner?
No. But I thought it was highly coincidental that I somehow knew that I was going to need a light source when I got home. And I didn't go get it. So always, always follow any urge you have to buy something. That's probably bad advice.
Yeah. I can see how that one wouldn't work out.
More
too
like
well.
If you have an urge to buy candles and candles aren't your shoes to you, then maybe
always buy them from nuns.
Yes.
Oh, right. Yes. Always buy them from nuns.
Yes. And buy them from a dwarf and Snow White.
I could say something else from that episode of Once Upon a Time, but maybe we won't.
We do this show live every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. That's GMT-4 at noodle.mx/live. And in the chat room, PBNJ Network mentioned Dark Suckers. Have you heard about Dark Suckers?
Absolutely not.
Oh, this is really old. Like back in the days when people would photocopy something funny and hand it out to their friends. Like that's how old this is from how long ago I know this thing.
Huh?
Before email was that popular, like when Juno was the big thing.
And all the kids say, what's Juno? Yeah. That movie?
No. You know, Juno, the old days? But
oh my gosh.
It's that... Light bulbs, it's a scientifically proven fact that light bulbs don't actually emit light. They suck dark. Because there are multiple ways that you can tell. The space nearest a light bulb is the brightest because that's where it's the strongest sucking of the dark. So it's removed all the dark from the room. Another example is when you're working on something in your garage and you knock the light over and the light bulb bursts. It spills dark all over everything you're working and you can't see it anymore. Also,
are you joking?
No, this is a real thing that I read this report.
Oh my goodness.
And
I can't take it.
And you know what? I think Juno is the movie, and I'm not a kid. I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
Nice.
And at some point, the light bulb burns out like you had in your room, and that's because it's just full. It can't hold any more darkness in it, so it gets
like
filled up.
Your head.
Also, darkness is faster than light because when you stand at a closet door and you open the door, you see the light slowly enter the closet, but you never see the darkness leave the closet because it's so fast you can't see it leave the closet. This is the theory of dark suckers. Google it.
No.
And you'll see I'm right.
I refuse.
I do too. I like to think that light is just light and that's all it does.
Jenny, what is your random noodle update?
My mind is blown right now.
That was the sound of her mind.
Total and complete poppycock.
Poppycock.
Yes.
All right. My story is I went to the doctor last week, and this was my first time going to the doctor, this particular doctor. And they had me fill out all this paperwork. And in one section on the paperwork, they were asking me about my skin beast.
What?
That's what I thought too. So I took a picture of it and it will be in the show notes. It was a funny typo.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Skin beast. How is your skin beast today?
He's
in a good
mood.
It seems like it's doing fine. Moving on.
How did you know I brought a skin beast with me?
I know. I don't take it everywhere.
On that line, you just write, yes.
Yes, I do. Left him at home today. My skin beast.
It makes me think it's some little creature that crawls around underneath your skin, and you see like this little puppy inside your skin
puppy
crawling around.
Again. Running it
around.
Makes the sound that you make to imitate the creatures in Cloverfield.
Mine doesn't exactly make that sound. Mine makes a pleasant sound.
Oh.
And by the way, skin beast is not a code word for baby. Although
chat
that
room
would be pretty good.
Aren't you a cute little
skin beast on the way?
That's terrible.
Well, you know, it does like inhabit and it makes the skin like grow and whatever. I don't know. I'm thinking also aliens.
No, a baby is pleasant. That doesn't sound pleasant.
They don't make pleasant things at first.
Oh my.
Yeah, we're going to teach our babies.
Do you guys know a lot about this right now?
No.
Daniel's just giving us a nice dose of reality.
Oh.
We're going to teach our babies to be
babies.
We're going to teach our babies to be artistic and creative at a very young age. All right, we're going to work on a Leonardo da Vinci or something.
Famous. You're going to work
Daniel
on one?
Will.
You mean
I'm
going to
teach them how to have fun.
I'll be like, here, this is how you sculpt something.
Take this,
oh my gosh.
And then bright blue Play-Doh and make the statue of David for me.
There you go. Yeah. This and is how you sculpt David.
Jenny's going to come along and say, now let's show you how you can have fun blowing it up with TNT.
TNT?
Like in Minecraft, oh. Of course.
Well, I don't usually blow things up in Minecraft. Unless I'm really, like, I've got a great project and it involves blowing stuff up.
That leads well into my random noodle update, which I've actually been playing a little bit more Minecraft recently.
Whoa.
I decided that I wanted to get back to my project of building a metropolis, like big, really tall buildings.
I haven't been back to Minecraft since the curse that took us to a new land where I had nothing.
Well, our listener Ian also plays on the same server that I do. And I'm in this mode that's called creative mode, where I basically have unlimited supplies and I can't die. So it's really cool. It's like I'm one of the candidates or something. So I fly around and I'm trying to clear this area, and Jenny's helping me too. We're trying to clear this area, and then Ian wants to come on. And the way we're clearing it that we figured out works best is TNT.
Nice.
Because you just place it and it blows up the certain cube around you. And then I started figuring out the exact pattern that we needed to place all of these TNT so that it would blow a nice flat wall away from us. And then I started getting really elaborate with it and such. And Ian comes on and he starts helping too. I show him the pattern. He sets it up.
See, this is the difference between me and Daniel. I'm just laying random, you know, TNT all over, just blowing them up and kind of little patchy areas. And he's all like laying them very precisely, making sure that they line up perfectly, and then setting them all off at the same time.
Yeah, and Ian came on, and I mentioned, or Jenny had told me, that Ian likes playing with dynamite. I hope that's only a Minecraft thing.
He's also a pyro. He's definitely a pyro.
Uh-oh. Those two don't combine well.
Yes. Insert Ian's evil cackle here.
So we were playing, and I gave him a bunch of TNT to lay. It's a very good father-son kind of bonding time, you know, between Ian and I, too.
Oh, I didn't know Ian was your son. That's cool.
He's kind of adopted.
Okay.
Son. Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to give our listeners, like, you're feeding them lies. You don't have children.
You're feeding them lies.
So we have this nice father-son bonding time of laying TNT and blowing it up together. Really good times. I mean, all sons should do that with their fathers out there somewhere. Blow stuff up.
Gosh.
It's great. But one of these moments happened where I was laying out this like really long pattern of all of this stuff at a level where I could only get to because I could fly since I'm in creative mode. He's not in creative mode, so he couldn't fly.
He's not old enough to fly.
And so I was laying out the TNT in the spaces that he couldn't reach. He was laying out TNT underneath. And then I go through and start detonating them. And then I realize
he's going to die.
He's underneath one of them.
Oh, no.
So it's this moment where it's like, son, no.
Oh, my God. Wow. Do not want.
As the TNT is going.
And he like did the whole dramatic like fly backwards in slow motion.
Did he ugly cry?
Ugly cry? Uh-huh.
Okay, we'll investigate this, find a good ugly crying example, and we'll bring that back next week.
Okay, yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
So, but he did survive, which was great. That's also a great
thing. Which was great.
That's also a great thing between father and son, is when the child survives, it's even better.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now let's move on to button 3 or button 4. What do you think, Jeremy? Button what? Three or button four?
I have no idea.
Three. Number three. Number three.
Okay.
Ring, ring. Hello? Ring, ring. Hello? Ring, ring. Hello? Ring, ring. Hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
Voicemail and funny stuff and emails and other things that we like to make fun of from you, our wonderful listeners.
And if the you that is listening right now hasn't sent us feedback, you need to become more wonderful by actually sending us feedback.
We'll be laughing with you, not at you.
Probably.
Shh, don't lie to them. Don't give them false expectations. But we did get a voicemail in that today is May 2nd when we're recording this live on Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, GMT minus 4. And this came in from Colin.
Hi there. This is Colin, a.k.a. Call Cakes. I'm almost out of clean underwear, so I'll be brief.
Oh, gosh.
May 2nd is my birthday, so I wanted to send something into the show to celebrate. It's my birthday gift to me. I'm so happy. But anyway, I went on a trip with my wife, and while we were on our trip, we had a dinner at Olive Garden, and it was really nice. Server was real attentive. One time when she came by, though, she asked us how our food was, and I said, "I'm fantastic." And she misinterpreted what I said. Even though I had a huge smile on my face, she thought I said, "Everything's nasty." So now I want to pose this challenge. Whenever you're at a dining-in restaurant, when they ask how your food is, say with a huge smile on your face, "Everything's nasty," and see if they pick up on it. I love what you guys are doing here, so keep up the good work. Maybe I'll send you something else. I don't know. Bye-bye.
Happy birthday, Colin.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
He sounded kind of like Mel Gibson.
Oh, my.
Yeah. I think he did.
That could be bad.
He can call again. That was nice.
Well, wait till you hear some of the voicemails we have for One's Podcast. Awesome. Oh, British accents.
And I need to answer his tweet, and I'll just do it here. I doubt that the prize from episode 31 is still available, because I don't remember what that was.
I don't even remember offering a prize.
I think I did, if anybody knew what I was quoting. He said that he said a line from Galaxy Quest along with me when he listened to that episode. I don't remember. It was 2 years ago. So now I have to go back and listen again.
Whoa. That's intense.
I know.
Whoa.
Well, what he said about the saying it very nicely, "Everything's nasty," reminds me that I used to do this character education program in public and private schools. And there was this one time when I was helping the kids understand that the way they say things can be misleading or can be telling if they're not being sincere. I was teaching them how to be sincere.
Oh.
And here's the example I used. And this was in a nice suburban neighborhood school. And I asked them, I said, "Everyone put your hands up if you hate your mom and dad." And like hands go up all over the room. They're like, "Yeah." And then they realize what I said. They quickly drop their hands.
What was that other thing that you did where people would ask you how you're doing?
Well, I'll mention that too in a minute. Thanks for reminding me. But they were like, "You tricked us," and all of this stuff. And then one of the kids actually said, "Do it again. Do it again."
Oh, my goodness.
No, it won't work a second time.
The one kid in the room has his hand still up, and you're like, "No, do you understand? I tricked you into raising your hand." And he says, "I knew exactly what you meant."
No, this was a nice school. Nice kids in this class. Okay. And they were at that young enough age where, you know, dad and mom are perfect.
Oh, okay.
They were at that age.
Right.
Which means they weren't anywhere near their teenage years.
Correct.
Yes. It was mind-blowing when I found out my parents were perfect. I was like, I think I gasped for an entire hour.
And then you raised your hand.
Not really. Well, the thing that Jenny mentioned is, I have this thing about when people ask questions that they don't really want the answer to. And I usually don't ask questions if I don't want the answer to it. Big example of this is the question, "How are you?" That people just so nonchalantly
Hey,
they'll
how are
shake
you?
Shake your hand and say, how are you? And then they'll just walk on.
Yeah, I hate that. It's like, I'm doing fine.
Wait, come back here. I wanted to say I'm fine.
Are you still there?
So
are you still there?
I started this thing while I was still single, actually. I started it.
Ooh.
Maybe that's why I stayed single for a while. But
oh my gosh.
I started this thing that when someone would ask me, I just wouldn't answer.
That's rude.
Now, at first, I thought, oh, this is clever. I want to see how many people notice. Well, that got boring after three times. So then I changed to, I started saying random things just to see if they were listening. Like someone would say, hi, how are you? And I'd say, I'm yogurt. How are you?
Oh.
And random things like that. Oh, I'm just pineapple.
Banana. Yeah.
Throw out these random words. And just to see if they were listening. And most of them would be like, oh, that's great. And just move on.
Yeah.
You know, typical Baptist church thing.
Oh, that's
right.
Great.
I can say that because I grew up in a Baptist church. So I'm allowed to say that. And I shared this, actually, when I did some of my first stand-up comedy events in a church where I did this before. And so I was actually confessing to them that I did this. And they all thought that was hilarious. Well, then afterward, a couple weeks later, one of the men saw me in the hallway, and he just very casually said, as we were walking past each other, he said, hi, Daniel, how are you? And then he stopped, looked me straight in the eye, because I guess he suddenly realized what he did, and he said, now, don't you give me any of that nonsense crap.
Oh, my gosh.
They use nonsense and crap together?
I think he did.
Nonsense crap.
Oh, we also got another voicemail, which this one comes with a story to explain it. We host several podcasts on the Noodle Mix Network. We've got a podcast about podcasting, a podcast about Once Upon a Time, this podcast, Clean Comedy, if you didn't know that. And then also another podcast that's currently on hiatus, but it was a podcast about movies with a Christian critical thinking perspective. And one of the more recent episodes, I don't think the last one, but one of the more recent ones was about the movie Smurfs. That we approached Smurfs from a Christian critical thinking perspective. But I got this voicemail through that site to my Christian Movie Reviews podcast. So I have no idea why this voicemail came to that podcast or what this person was thinking when they sent this voicemail. But I thought, this is great. I should include this on the ramen noodle instead. So here it is. This is from Tioma.
Hello, my name is Tioma. Hello, I want to get a Smurf. Hello, I want to get a Smurf. I can't sing. Bye.
I can't sing. Bye.
What was that?
That's amazing. Awesome. Thank you, Tioma.
She probably doesn't listen to this podcast at all or know we exist. But I'm guessing this is because I have that send a voice message tab on all of my podcast websites. And they must have done something like looked for Smurf and found that website. And they saw this little thing pops out for first-time visitors that says, hey, we'd love to hear from you. Click on this to send us a voicemail from our website.
Cute.
And so she clicked on it and just decided to sing. Or maybe she does that to every website that mentions the Smurfs.
That would be amazing.
She?
She. I don't know. I'm guessing it's a girl from a name like Tioma.
Tioma.
So if you'd like to send us funny stuff, jokes, funny things that you see on the internet, funny stories, whatever, noodleisms, suggestions for or pleas for Sergeant Packet to come back or anything like that, then send it to feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call 903-231-2221. You can also go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the send a voice message tab, just like Tioma did, and you could sing a little song to us.
I would like that.
And now, it's time for this.
And now it's time for the Weekly Noodleism, the part of the show where the ramen noodle takes a common figure of speech and noodles it.
How come that segment doesn't get a really weird segue like the rest?
I thought you one was weird.
I'm sorry. All your segues are perfect. They make perfect sense. What am I thinking?
I don't know. Here is a noodleism that I heard someone use several times recently. It was like their little buzzword. Pull off. As in
awkward.
To do something well. Like,
oh, to pull it off?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I can pull that off.
Right. Exactly. That's how people typically use it. But what in the world is the point of saying it? Instead, what it makes me think of is, imagine it like this. When you hear these sentences, it's like a jacket. That it's something they want to pull off. So when someone says, oh, milkshakes, I don't think I could pull that off. Then, you know, imagine them having this milkshake jacket and they're trying to pull it off. Or the other thing is, did you ever play with glue as a kid? Not sniff glue, play with glue.
Awkward.
I think you did sniff glue. I played with it. You sniffed
me. Excuse you.
For the listeners who can't see Daniel's hands, he's talking about smearing glue on your hands, yeah, like, and peeling
and then
it off.
It off.
Yeah.
Pulling it off.
The white elbows.
White elbows.
The white Elmo glue.
Oh.
Yeah, but it was always fun. I'm sure every kid has enjoyed this, getting the white Elmer's glue on their hands and then letting it dry a little bit and peeling it off. That's the other thing that you could kind of imagine.
Or a boot. Pull off your boots.
Yeah.
Boot.
Or
boot.
Think of it like after you get a sunburn. It's, you know, one of those things that you kind of need to scratch and get all the flakes off.
Ew. Okay, moving on.
So if someone says, I don't think I could pull that off, these are some of the things that you should be thinking about. And is this really what you want to communicate to people,
like,
when
if
you
it's
say that?
Stuck, yeah, on your body and you need to pull it off?
Yeah. Like alligators.
Pet lobsters, hamsters.
Sharks.
Lions, tigers, bears.
Mm-hmm. Snakes.
Oh, on a plane?
No. In a bush.
I can't pull it off. Pull it off. Maybe what it actually means, maybe it is like, you know, who said alligators? Did anybody say alligators? You said alligators. Maybe like if an alligator clamps onto somebody and you pull it off, you've accomplished something.
Mm.
You can check that off your to-do list because I know you added it before you did it.
Must pull alligator off. I'll do it tomorrow.
Pull alligator off, struggling friend.
I'm imagining somebody talking about a hairdo and pulling off your hairdo. Or pulling off like a look, like a, I don't know, your clothes look.
Like ripping your face all off because I just can't pull off that look. Or ew. That's actually when you can't. Yeah, pull it off.
Pull.
That'd be like a mask thing. You're like, whatever that sounds like.
Or you're a spy, and a crucial point in your agenda is that you work this master plan to get your enemy spy agent person to climb up onto the roof. Then you grab the ladder or the rope, and you pull it off. And they can't... Or maybe it is because you don't know if the enemy agent is a he or a she, and while they're on the ladder or the rope, you pull it off.
Mm. But I think it definitely needs to be a song that Lady Gaga makes.
Nope, I don't think so. So anyway, when you think about that phrase, because you should think about any one of these things, or perhaps you should just use it properly.
The reason I say Lady Gaga, I should explain this.
Oh, I tried to move on and he didn't let me.
Because many times she looks like a skeleton who has pulled her skin off. That's why.
Oh,
many times?
Okay, all the time.
Oh.
Okay, one time we saw something that looked like that, and it wasn't actually her, but we decided it could be.
Yeah.
More like that.
I think that anytime I see a skeleton. Oh. Is that Lady Gaga or someone pretending to be
her?
Well,
the skeleton that we're all talking about, that I think we're talking about, had like a headdress and some
That's
hair.
That's true. It was
stuff.
A little more Gaga-esque in its ornateness.
Yeah, it was a while back. I'm thinking around episode 90, something like that. I'm going to look for it real quick on the site, which, by the way, now has improved search on the site. It was episode 72 where we thought we saw Lady Gaga in a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
The episode, I Want to Hug Them.
Oh, I said that. What was I saying that about?
That was the cat lady.
I want to hug. Oh, no, that I wasn't saying that, I guess.
It does sound like something you would say if you put it in the tone of voice you just did.
I want to hug them.
And where's that? Oh, it's this button. Noodles in the news, which actually has nothing whatsoever to do with noodles, but it has something to do with news on the ramen noodle.
Oh,
that's the name. Because I have to explain it sometimes, since some people don't understand. Why is it called noodles in the news? This is actually from Amazon.com. They have
every book you could possibly imagine, and I've purchased one that talks about noodles, and I'm going to read it as though it's news.
And shop at noodle.mx/Amazon. This is Playmobil security checkpoint playset.
I always wanted one of those.
Is that for real or is that an April Fool's?
This is for real.
That's ridiculous.
But here's the great part about this.
Please tell me they don't do the more thorough TSA searches in that playset.
The reviews, customer reviews on this. I'm going to read some of these. These are kind of old, but still, these are 6,750 people found this particular review helpful. It says, "Great lesson for the kids. I was a little disappointed when I first bought this item because the functionality is limited. My 5-year-old son pointed out that the passenger's shoes cannot be removed. Then we placed a deadly fingernail file under the passenger's scarf, and neither the detector doorway nor the security wand picked it up.
Awkward.
My son said, that's the worst security ever. But it turned out to be okay, because when the passenger got on the Playmobil B-757 and tried to hijack it, she was mobbed by a couple of other heroic passengers, who only sustained minor injuries in the scuffle, which were treated at the Playmobil hospital."
Wow.
"The best thing about this product is that it teaches children about the realities of living in a high-surveillance society. My son said he wants the Playmobil neighborhood surveillance system set for Christmas."
Wow.
"I heard that the closed-circuit TV cameras on that thing are pretty worthless in terms of quality and motion detection. So I'll get him the Playmobil Abu Ghraib interrogation set instead."
I'm not following. Okay. I don't understand how this is real or how it costs about $100.
Is that how much it costs?
Yeah.
Oh, there are only 3 items left. You better buy it now.
Okay. Some of the pictures from customers. Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm not even. Okay, I'm not going to talk about the pictures from the security checkpoint from customers, supposedly. This has got to be a joke.
I'm going to get on this action. I'm going to Google it.
I don't understand. Anyway, we'll have a link in the show notes. You can go look at the pictures for yourselves.
Some of these reviews, like that one I just read, have been there since 2005.
Yeah, if you're Amazon and you're creating fake reviews because it's an April Fool's Day joke.
Here's a review from M. McKnight. I don't know if that's M. McKnight Shyamalan or if it's from our friend Upchuck McKnight.
Oh.
"This toy would be a lot more realistic with about 350 people standing in line for an average of an hour. It still makes a nice set with the interrogation room."
Wow.
Yeah. And there are several other sets here. And
oh my gosh, reviews. It is almost $100.
Now, I wouldn't recommend all of these reviews because, of course, they're not all family friendly, but some of them are just brilliant. So you can check that out. I'll have a link in the show notes for this episode over at cleancomedypodcast.com/108. And you know why I use this? Because it was related to airplanes, and airplanes are related to Lost, and Lost is related to 108, and this is episode 108,
which is us. That wasn't anything. That wasn't anything.
And another news story here. This came from I stumbled upon this from Stumble Upon. This is the to-do list.
Oh, I've had one of those before. It didn't work.
And what's weird is I've had some of these same things that I've wanted to do before. Wear a t-shirt that says life. Hand out lemons on a street corner.
Oh my. Oh my.
Hire 2 private investigators. Get them to follow each other.
I've done that.
They're still following each other. It's like merry-go-round. That's what they're doing. They're stuck on the merry-go-round.
What if one of them stops moving?
Ooh. Then the world stops spinning. They keep the world going around.
They're not that special. Come on.
Jeremy, this could almost apply to you at the restaurant where you work. Major in philosophy and ask people why they would like fries with that.
There are so many other philosophical questions that arise at work.
Make vanilla pudding, put it in a mayo jar, eat it in public.
Oh, that'd be great. I love mayonnaise. I just love it.
You gotta say that too, just like that. Sit in the bar and say, I just love mayonnaise.
Also related to Lost.
I love it. It's like some mayo.
I love mayo. I like every kind of mayo. I just want to eat all of it, but I can't. Run into a store, ask what year it is. When someone answers, yell, "It worked!" and run out cheering.
I love that one. Better than I love mayo. I love that one.
That's great.
This one's clever. Buy a horse, name it Oscar Takes the Lead, enter it into horse races.
Oh, jeez.
Invite someone into your office, turn around in your office chair and say, I've been expecting you.
Okay.
How about this? Little kids would love this one. Change your name to Simon and speak in the third person.
Simon says.
No. I already do that with my own name, said Jeremy. I also speak in literary form.
Become a doctor. Change your last name to Acula. Dr. Acula. Dracula.
That was a stretch.
Doctor with the DR. It would be Dr. Acula or Dracula.
Written.
Doctor.
It would,
yeah. Matthew written. Acula.
Written, it would look right. Dracula.
Buy a parrot. Teach the parrot to say, help, I've been turned into a parrot.
That would be great. That would be the most awesome thing to teach a parrot to say.
Or follow joggers around in a car blasting Eye of the Tiger for encouragement.
What are you doing?
That's Eye of the Tiger song.
No, it's not.
In case you were wondering.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. You know, it's the classic fight song or warming up song where, hey, yeah, we're going to warm up and really beat the snot out of them because they got a cold.
Yeah,
the snot out of them, which you do by either punching them in the nose or holding a window screen to their nose, and that beats the snot out of them. Remember last episode, 107?
Cricket.
Jiminy.
Cricket.
Listeners, we would love to hear from you. Your funny things that you see on the internet as you're driving down the highway and all of that stuff. And anything else that you want to share with us. Funny stuff, even things that you find on Amazon, because there are some great things on there, of course, like this. And you can shop on Amazon by using noodle.mx/Amazon is our affiliate link. So send your funny stuff to feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call 903-231-2221. You can also go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the send a voice message button and record it straight from your computer.
Mm-hmm. I want to add to that to-do list.
Yes.
I want to take a female friend to the airport and have her walk away from me and scream, "We have to go back!" And see who looks.
There's a Christian comedian called Nazareth, and he's Middle Eastern born. And he said that one of the things he can never do is he can never be late for an airplane flight because it just would not look good for him to be running through an airport
as this
Middle Eastern looking guy.
Oh my gosh.
That's sad.
That's not Lost related.
Well, there was Saeed. Imagine if Saeed ran through the airport.
That's true. They made something out of that, actually.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Shannon.
So please check out these links and the other stuff, the pictures like Jenny's skin beast picture.
Skin beast.
And more over in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/107. And please join us every Wednesday evening as we do this live at 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, GMT minus 4.
What did you say, 107?
108. I mean,
there you go.
Yeah.
We just discussed this.
Episode 108. So that's cleancomedypodcast.com/108. Or if you really can't change your address book, then the ramenoodle.com/108 does also work. Sometimes I think about going back. We have to go back. But it would be a lot of work, kind of ish. Send us your funny stuff. And also, pretty soon, we're going to open up an opportunity that you can sponsor an episode of the Ramen Noodle, just like you might have been hearing us do on One's Podcast over at onespodcast.com. We'll be doing that as well on the Ramen Noodle. So if you are interested in sponsoring an episode and having your name listed as a contributor and sponsor for that episode, or if you would like to promote some product or service or a tweet-length family-friendly message as part of your sponsorship, then you can check that out too. I don't have the page up yet, but if you email feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com, I can give you some information, or eventually the page will be at cleancomedypodcast.com/sponsor. I just don't have that up yet, but you can check it out if you're interested in sponsoring an episode. Thanks to our sponsor for this episode too. And check out Frozen Puppies, because they're totally cool for sponsoring us.
And they have a long shelf life, but they won't last forever. Thought one out today.
I love it. You can follow each of us on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis, and you can follow me on twitter.com/theramennoodle.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin. You can follow me at twitter.com/phlegon. That is P-H-L-E-G-O-N.
And I'm Jenny, and you can follow me at twitter.com/jennysnook.
Show notes will be at cleancomedypodcast.com/108. So remember, next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing, because you're not the only one. Thanks for listening.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
The Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our podcasts, even better than this one, over at noodle.mx.
Drink your coffee.
I drink it and it's not helping.
Oh, sorry. I have blonde. Would you like a blonde? Would you like a tall blonde?
Oh my gosh. Do you know that I like to make 239 bean soup?
What?
You can't even put one extra bean in it. It has to have exactly 239.
Oh.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because if you add one more, it'll be 240.
Ha 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 ha.